Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So one of the questions I get asked all the time by my clients and my followers and stuff in my free Facebook group, Dynamic Business Strategies, is how do I come up with content ideas, right? Because I'm very, very consistent with my content. I show up every single day. You will see a video from me every day. You will see posts from me every single day. You will get an email from me every single week. I am out and about, right? That didn't happen overnight. That happened because I had to figure out a strategy that works for me. But the thing is, it's not as hard as you may think it is, right? So one of the things that I do, I live and breathe my business. I love what I do. I love working with entrepreneurs to help them grow their businesses. I love doing strategies. So you would find that it's very easy for me to talk about the things that I love because I'm very passionate about it. I'm very passionate about serving others. And when I have sessions with my clients, for example, I'm always taking notes. So from those notes, right, you always get content because I will get content maybe from something that they asked me or from a strategy that we created together on our phone call, or even from the content that we created together on our phone call with them, right? But I always have pen to paper, so I'm always writing down exactly what we're talking about, what were the talking points, where we're going from here, you know, what were the big wins, what were the challenges. I'm always writing. Once I have a conversation with anybody, with a client, even a potential client, once I'm in a meeting with a potential client as well, I am writing, I'm taking notes, and from that I can make content. Right? That's one of the ways that I get really, really reliable content. Another one of the ways that I get content is I get inspiration. My feed, my like social media feed, my email feed, my feed is full, chock full of people who are either doing the exact same thing that I'm doing, doing something that is complementary to what I'm doing, people who are 10 steps ahead of me. So I receive mentorship in various ways, right? Because I consider that part of my mentorship in a unofficial kind of way. I follow them, I digest what they say, I ask questions, I leave comments underneath what they say. Obviously, this is not about thieving anybody's content because you don't want to be unethical, but it's obviously a great way to get inspiration, especially if this happened to me a few weeks ago. Actually, I was on my Facebook, I think it was, or my TikTok or one of them, and I had a few people on my feed talking about this one particular topic, right? And so it said to me that, okay, this topic is relevant. Not only were they talking about it, they were getting a lot of traction on it, meaning there was a lot of conversation around that particular topic. And the conversation, some were yay, some were nay, some were neutral, whatever, it didn't matter. But it said to me, okay, this is something that people are interested in. It's a topic that I know my ideal client wants to know about as well. So I'm not going to regurgitate what they said, but I sat and said to myself, but what do I think about this thing? What is my take on it? What are my feelings on it? How would I approach this particular thing? And I created the content based on how I would approach the particular topic, right? So it wasn't about copying anybody or anything, but I put myself in place, put it that way, right? So look around you and look around to see who else is in your niche, who else is 10 steps ahead, who else is selling something that's complementary or something that's similar to yours. Look at the conversations that are happening and use that as your inspiration to create content that is engaging and enticing and that kind of thing. Another way that I get content is that I look within myself, because I mean, storytelling is one of the great ways to really attract your ideal clients, right? And because I've been doing this for nearly 10 years, I have a lot of stories. I have good stories, I have bad stories, I have in between stories. I use the stories of my life, right? Nobody expects that you know every single thing. So I share the good, the bad, the ugly. I share the things that I'm confused about. I'm sharing the things that I'm trying to work through. I share my everyday life. I share what is happening, right? And a lot of entrepreneurs, I find they are afraid to show up in that really authentic way and just share what's happening, what's going on in their life, what are you watching on TV, what songs are you listening to, you know, what are you eating, what are you tasting, what are you frustrated about, what are you accomplishing, what are you working through, what is your goal, you know what I mean? Just share those parts of your story and your life, and then obviously you want to relate it back to whatever you are selling to your audience, right? So that's another way that I get content. I always remember, you know, things will trigger me and I remember, oh, you remember this time when this happened, or I remember this time when I had to do this, or I remember this time when, and I share those stories. I share stories about when I spoke to my coach, this is what she said. When I was in a training, this is what happened. When I was reading a book, this is what, you know, this paragraph stood out to me, and this is why it stood out to me. But I always bring that back, no matter what you're sharing, right? Whatever story you're sharing, I always bring that back to whatever offer I am giving to my clients. So that's three very, very easy ways for you to create content that is consistent, right? Listen to what your clients are saying, take notes. It doesn't matter if you're selling a product or service, right? If a client comes and asks you what size you have in this, what color you have in this, does this have stretch, can you wash this in your washing machine, do I have to, you know, whatever, right? That is content that you need to share. So listen to what your clients are saying, listen to what they are asking, listen, pay close attention to the conversations that you are having, right? Secondly, your mentors, those people that you are following, make sure your feed is cleaned up, guys, right? Those people that you are following, they are there to inspire you to create that kind of content as well. And then your own life stories, right? Guys, and I mean, there's so many different ways, but just with those three examples alone, you can create content that is so, you know, it resonates with your audience and it brings your audience closer to you, because remember, it's about building that know, like, and trust, right? They have to know you. They have to feel like that you are part of their life and not just a passing fad, right? So how do you do that? You share your own stories, right? They must feel like, oh, this person knows what I'm going through, or this person has experienced this, or this person has expertise in this particular thing, because, you know, they have gone through this and this is what they've done to overcome it, right? So those three things alone, trust me, just start there. There are thousands of other ways, but just start there and trust and believe that you will recognize that you have so much content to share, and it's easy for you to create content because we all live in a life, right? So we all have a story to tell. We're all following people, right? We all doing that. We all have clients or customers, or even if you don't have clients right now, people who have jumped into your DMs or your WhatsApp and asked you questions about your business. Use that information as content to share with your audience, because I always like to say that there are no stupid questions. There are answers to every question that is out there, right? It's not a stupid question. It might be an annoying question to you because people keep asking it over and over, but it's not a stupid question, especially if they are now being introduced to you for the first time. So even if you answer that 10,000 times before, this might be the first time that they are seeing you or hearing about you or jumping on your email list or whatever. So they have that question for you. So there's no stupid questions. So guys, yes, those three things, start there. And I guarantee you will have a myriad of content. You'll have content to share every single day, right? And of course, if you want more information, check the link, leave a comment, and I'll let you know exactly how you can get more support, because that's something that I help you do, right? Help you create that content for your business and stuff. So let me know if you have any other questions about content creation. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.